There's at least one place in the Middle East where people can play out conflicts in relative safety, online in video games. The Middle East is one of the fastest-growing communities of online gamers. In Saudi Arabia, a generation has grown up playing Japanese and American games. NPR's Deborah Amos visited the kingdom and found some game designers developing stories and characters with local resonance.
Faris Jawad and his brainy sister are the heroes of the first hit video game developed by a Saudi company. It's called Unearthed. There's hidden treasure, bad guys with big guns, you know, the usual story. But this online adventure game is based on Ibn Battuta, the famed 14th century Arab traveler and mapmaker.
The adventure of one of the world's greatest explorers.
Gamers can play in 21 languages, including Arabic and English.
Unearthed, Trail of Ibn Battuta.
The story has a particular Arab flavor. No cowboy hats, no U.S. military uniforms here. And that's made it a financial success in the Gulf and a model for other Saudi developers. I met a group of them recently in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. We all grew up playing video games, says Abdullah Hamad, vice president of a tech company that backs game development. And why are games so popular here?
The culture in general is very restrictive to what the rest of the world considers entertainment. And usually the best way to really have fun in those places is to play games. They're cool, they're pretty, they're entertaining, so people play video games.
The developers meet once a week, arrive from other jobs, develop games part-time.
We have another game developer.
The superstar of the group is full-time game developer Ahmed Jadallah.
The biggest one of us all, not just by size,
but also size.
He hit it big with Unearthed. Jadallah says his game has a social mission, to change the image of Arabs, who are usually terrorists in Western games. He also takes aim at Saudi culture. One of his main characters is Dania, an archaeologist, a smart woman in a scarf.
What we wanted to do with Dania is to present somebody who is a smart intellectual, plays an active role in the game.
Does she drive?
She does. A quiet bike in the desert while being chased. So,
and so the only place that women in Saudi can drive is in games?
We're trying to do our best.
Trying their best to appeal to Saudi's growing market of female gamers. And there's another market that's important, the so-called whale, says Hamid. Anyone who develops a game that's free needs the whales, dedicated players with open wallets who pay online to speed their way through the game's levels faster than they can for free.
A whale is a person that pays a significant amount of money, usually around the $5,000 mark.
There is a fair amount of whales in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they spend three times more than whales in the U.S. and Europe.
It's just one sign of the gaming passion here. Another is among the next generation of game developers. This group meets in Jeddah, and they show me the latest game soon to be on the market.
Will you play it?
Yes, of course. I did, actually. It's really a great game.
The organizer is 23-year-old Sarah Zahran. She grew up playing shoot-em-ups with her brothers. She learned English through role-playing games and stories that appealed to her. After getting a degree in computer science, she now designs educational games for a tech company, an uphill battle all the way.
I never got a computer until I was, like, 17, because I was a girl. Yeah. Yeah.
She believes games can open minds, develop emotions, even change attitudes. In a country where women are banned from driving, she's working on a government-backed game to teach them how.
The game that we're developing for the company I work for is an educational game to learn how to drive safely. That's actually a step because it's a governmental thing. It's like you will play the game whether you're a girl or a boy, and you'll learn how to drive. It's really good, yeah.
Also good, she says, that more Saudi girls are playing games. Deborah Amos, NPR News.